Hello, and welcome to podcast number 6, Seeing with New Eyes. Today we're going to talk about the importance of thinking abstractly. My name is Heather Williams. I am the author of Drawing as a Sacred Activity. I'm a High Watch mentor in the Prosperos School of Ontology. This school of ontology, or the school of beingness, offers tools that help people to see with new eyes. And that means what? Well, one of the things it means is to re-identify ourselves as consciousness. Okay, now today again, I said I'm going to talk about the importance of thinking abstractly. Okay, with today, with technology, we are all thinking more abstractly. Let's just face that. But what do I mean? Okay, think of George Floyd, the African-American man who died beneath the knee of a Minneapolis policeman on May 25th, 2020. George Floyd. People around the world marched in protest for weeks around the world. London, Spain, Germany, and every city in the United States. I watched these protests, and I felt waves of hope inside my heart to see so many human beings waking up and standing up for truth and justice. Justice is the deeper, more abstract quality of what we're dealing with here with George Floyd. You can talk about the concrete aspect of George Floyd. He's a human being. Now, I never met George Floyd, and I probably would be safe to say you've never met George Floyd. This means we have no concrete knowledge of George Floyd in as far as actually, It is through technology that we know George Floyd, that he actually existed, but we did not know the concrete reality of him. Okay, the concrete reality of George Floyd no longer exists because he's died. But the abstract reality of George Floyd lives on in me and in you and in the minds of millions of people. So it is the abstract quality of anything that is the essence of it. The abstract essence of life is here now, ever present, if we open our hearts and minds. I'd say the abstract essence of George Floyd is justice. That's what we're marching for. Justice is a word that means whatever is morally right and fair. Now, I don't know if trees get together and talk about justice. I don't think that the animals get together and talk about justice. This is a human need because we have access to the abstract qualities of mind. It is human beings that determine what is right and fair. We do it together. And this determination is a process of thinking that takes place in the mind. Yes, we live in a physical, material, concrete reality, but our concrete reality, you have to agree, is constructed by our minds. Our minds construct the chairs we sit in, the computers that we use to listen to this, the fences. Everything is constructed in mind. If we experience problems, we have to learn how to deconstruct the old behaviors, old beliefs, and then reconstruct a new understanding that is more principled and aligned with our present understanding of justice. It's really actually simple, but we still need to learn more about this. So in July, I'm offering a wonderful tool to help you to think more abstractly. The tool is called translation. It is also called straight thinking in the abstract. These translation lessons that I will give will be on Zoom. It'll be a virtual online class. I will give one lesson, 1 hour every day for 10 days. Now, if you want to get to the heart of any problem, you must learn to think more abstractly, and translation can help you to do this. Go to my website and learn more about this, okay? My website is drawingtogether.com, and then I have a section called The Prosperous, and learn more about this class there. That's where you can learn more and register. If you have a question, please feel free. Email me, Heather at drawingtogether.com. Thank you.